financial planning, does financial planning still work? Let me introduce to you a great topic for today, the prosperity economics movement, the alternative to typical financial planning. You have tuned in to Debt Free Wealth Radio with Trudy Behrman. Thank you for taking me along with you as you're listening in on your mobile phone, on the web, or through our syndicated outlets. Welcome. I teach biblical strategies of stewardship, especially in the areas of money, resources, time, and stewardship of the body. I do this with the hope to encourage you to change or improve for the better, because prosperity is not entitled, but it is within reach. Because profitable stewardship does create debt-free wealth. Today's topic is the prosperity economics movement, an alternative to typical financial planning. And my guest today is Kim Butler. She's the author of several books, including Busting the Financial Planning Lies, Busting the Retirement Lies, and the Amazon bestseller, Live Your Life Insurance. Kim is a recognized expert on creative whole life insurance strategies and alternative investments such as life settlements. If you're frustrated with financial planning practices that seem irrelevant at best and sometimes even harmful, this is the show for you. The projections and assumptions of financial planning seems to give clients a false sense of security without guaranteed results. Typical strategies subject money to more future taxes and put it under the control of others. Worse yet, the system rewards the planners and money managers, whether their systems work or not, and convinces the clients to keep putting their money at risk. But if financial planning doesn't work, what does? So driven to find a better way, Kim studied the commonalities between the wealth builders, and she observed what worked and what didn't in the real world and found a synergy between certain strategies and principles. These are the common principles that she later called the seven principles of prosperity, of the prosperity economics movement. She is described as a financial rule breaker. And she questions the foundational assumptions that we've all been taught, and she backs up her ideas with examples, facts, and decades of experiences and calculators. So I'm going to invite Kim Butler on. Kim, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Trudy.
Awesome. Thank you for joining us today. Well, Kim, I do appreciate it. You're a busy lady. I want you to start out by telling me, what exactly is the prosperity economics movement?
Well, it's designed to help both advisors and clients adopt the seven principles of prosperity and handle their finances in a more effective way. You picked up on the fact that we believe typical financial planning has failed. And the reason I continue to use the word typical is that it's actually only been around since about 1950 or 60. It's traditional work that prosperity economics movement is subscribing to. And the traditional work is to have savings, which we use the life insurance for, and then to have investments that cash flow. Too many people are focused on net worth, and they really should be focused on buying investments that cash flow.
Oh, I love cash flow. I'm a cash flow lady. I love cash flow. All right. So, Kim, you're talking about these seven principles, and I'll get to that in a little bit. But really, the whole crux of this today was, does financial planning really work? And you referred to the idea that typical. So what is typical financial planning? What does that look like?
It's a roadmap. It's an attempt by the financial planner to say, you're here today, you want to be there tomorrow. And they'll even use math to prove that you can get there. But the problem is the want to be there tomorrow. Nobody really knows where they want to be 20, 30, 40 years from now. I mean, it's all guesswork. And then we put it in this document called a financial plan that, even if we're reviewing it every year, is still all guesswork. And in today's world, you cannot project forward more than 1 or 2 years with any validity. And yet a financial plan tries to project forward 20, 30, 40 years. It's a false sense of peace of mind, this typical financial plan that is an attempt at a roadmap on a trip that we don't know the end of.
Well, those who experience the recession know that as a fact, because I can tell you, like my parents, for example, had all their financial plans in place, supposedly, that was going to take them through to when they were ready to, you know, go to the other side of eternity. And after the recession, you know, we all lost quite a bit of money, which put them in a complete, and that was based on, you know, projections by their planner. So I'm right on board with you here. So tell us, in a nutshell, what your seven principles are. Just overview.
Sure. So I'm happy to just give a quick brush over of them, and they're available on our website. And I know we'll talk about having access to that later. So basically the first one is to think from a prosperous mindset. The second one is to see the big picture. The third one is to measure opportunity costs. The fourth one is to focus on cash flow. The fifth one is to keep your dollars moving or flowing through investments, very important verb. And then the sixth and seventh focus on getting your dollars to do lots of jobs instead of just
attention
retirement.
Dog owners, I want to tell you about Bella Box to Go. Bella Box to Go is a company that takes pride in providing dog owners with quality dog products quickly, easily, and conveniently to save you time by mailing the products directly to your home. Bella Box to Go is devoted to the love of dogs and hope that you and your family dog love the potty box. BellaBoxToGo.com. Quality pet supplies to go.
So I'm going to let you take it from here, Kim, and kind of tell us what we need to know.
Absolutely. Well, the most important thing is to start with savings, and that's not a popular or cool thing to do, but it's very, very necessary. And so we believe that the best place to store cash is the whole life insurance arena. It's been around for 100-plus years. And then, as we've indicated, the next thing to pursue is investments that cash flow and return your principal. The biggest problem people are having is that they are losing principal all the time. And we've gotten confused as a society between the difference between savings and investments. And then we've also gotten confused as a society between what is a, quote, financial plan and, quote, the stock market. And people think that financial planning is all about the stock market and investing, when in actuality, your prosperity economics work and the whole movement that we've created should be looking at absolutely everything your dollars are doing, including insurances, mortgages, how you handle your debt, et cetera. And I know on your radio show, you're trying to help people get out of debt, which is a fabulous first step that must take place. But then the next important step is where they save. And people are overstepping this step. They're going on to where they invest. And they cannot be investing unless they have savings because, as you've indicated, in 2008, the reason people got in trouble is because they didn't have savings. So we use the seven principles of prosperity as an opportunity filter to check out investments and make sure that they are providing us cash flow and that they are doing more than one job. In other words, more than just educating a child or getting us to retirement.
Okay, so the focus of the show is not really debt management. It, to us, it's just one piece of the big, like, the focus really is on the wealth. But I like wealth that doesn't have the baggage of debt with it, so that's where we end up. We really want to push people to the wealth side, and I love the cash flow and investment conversation that's happening right here. So, okay, so they need to have that savings in any ways to get started, and then you're saying that the system that you are suggesting, not only will it have a good vehicle for holding that savings, but there is a system in place to not to add to that and reimburse a person back for their principal that they invested initially. Am I understanding you correctly?
Yeah, so think about it like rebuilding your savings. If somebody has a savings account and they spend that to replace their air conditioner, they're going to rebuild that savings. They're going to make deposits into that savings to build it back up. And so that's what we want people doing with their savings, which, again, we like to store in the whole life insurance arena. But then in addition to that, we believe that investments that cash flow, in other words, provide a monthly paycheck, are more effective than investments that just grow net worth. So some examples are bridge loans, like where people lend money to somebody that already owns real estate, and that person that owns the real estate pays them a monthly paycheck. Another example is the whole peer-to-peer lending arena with places like Prosper.com and LendingClub.com. Those are peer-to-peer environments, again, where you invest money and somebody else pays you a monthly paycheck, and then either that loan is amortized or you get your principal back at the end. Those are two really good examples of cash flowing investments.
You have me intrigued, that's for sure. Okay, so we have a few more minutes. Kim, what else should we know about this whole prosperity movement, about how do we get started? First, let's just jump in and tell them how to connect with you. We can always repeat it at the end.
Absolutely. And that is how you get started. So that's a perfect thing to cover. So the Prosperity Economics Movement has two websites. One is for clients and it's or prospects or people interested, if you will. It's called Prosperity Peaks, P-E-A-K-S. So prosperitypeaks.com lets the client go in and see all of the principles and how we're thinking. There's a lot of articles on there that they can read. And then it also has, as part of the Prosperity Economics Movement, a site for advisors. So if there are financial advisors that are interested in promoting the seven principles of prosperity and thinking and working this way, that is at Prosperity Economics Advisors, ORS.com, prosperityeconomicsadvisors.com. And then if people want to reach out to me personally and actually have my help, so you can absolutely do this yourself at prosperitypeaks.com. That's the best place. But if you want personal advice, then partnersforprosperity.com, and that's the number four, so it's partnersforprosperity.com. And again, there's information if you put your email in. There's about a four-week autoresponder series that will give you tons of details and materials to work with. And then, of course, from there, you can get my email and reach out to me personally if you'd like advice specific to your situation.
Okay, fantastic. All right, so we're going to wrap this up. We have just a few minutes left. So just give us your phone number or website, whichever one is the quickest, easiest one for us to just connect back with you real quick.
Absolutely. That's partners, number four, prosperity.com. And again, with an email into the opt-in button on the right-hand side, you'll gather about 4 weeks. So I think there's about 18 different articles that go over our three specific products, a place to store cash, a place to create income, and we do have a third place to grow net worth if people have IRAs or that kind of thing. And that information will give you a great start, and you can do it all yourself from there. Or, again, if you want additional specific advice for your family, we work in all 50 states. We do all of our work over the phone and the web. And then, as you mentioned, there's lots of books on Amazon as well, and our website has a variety of videos. And then we also help people on the numerical side of things because we need to prove what we're talking about. And so we use Truth Concepts software. So truthconcepts.com is actually my husband's company, but he helps both individuals and advisors across the country prove that the seven principles of prosperity are actually effective and do the job.
Okay, so we just have a few seconds left. So, guys, Kim Butler, thank you so much, Kim. Guys, we really need to build that wealth. We need to build that wealth. We need to have cash flow. Your debt will be crushed that much faster when you have more money and more access to money on a timely basis. So this was awesome. I think we got some great information here. Go check out all those resources that Kim gave you. You can listen to this playback to get them again. Thank you, Kim, for being my awesome guest today. Trudy Behrman here, Debt Free Wealth Radio, saying I love you all, and I'll see you next time.